The Mason Community Center, the second largest of its kind in Ohio, is bustling on this summer day. Lots of kids and adults are working out or playing at the pool. In 2006, Mason looked for a partner to expand the center. That was TriHealth, which now runs the wellness programming and has doctor's offices and a pharmacy on site. It was Mason's first public-private partnership of this kind. The second came nearly 2 years ago when Assurex, a personalized medicine company, located its global headquarters inside the community center. Across the street, it has its wet labs in the basement of City Hall. Michelle Blair is Mason's Economic Development Director.
This economy demands that the City of Mason leadership, in partnership with their companies, do something more creative and different to win projects.
This May, the city got even more creative when faced with the possibility of losing a rapidly growing company that was on the verge of outgrowing its second building in 3 years. Top Gun sales performance found a new building, but it was a little out of reach financially, according to company president Steve Osborne.
Enter the City of Mason, where they helped us with some short-term loans and some short-term incentives to help us get in the building and get us up and running. And in our repayment of that was to create with the City of Mason, a vehicle by which they could attract other businesses. The Business Accelerator, which is known as the Mason Tech Center.
Osborne offered the second floor to other companies as a business accelerator. He provides below market rates, collaboration with other tenants, and lots of technology.
Yeah, this is what I noticed right away that I thought would be kind of cool for a picture or something.
This is our Network Operations Center.
The technology is evidenced by a room full of digital signs. In addition to sales support, Top Gun does digital signage and serves as the help desk for products like Panasonic's Arbitrator, a police camera on cruiser dashboards.
And so we do all kinds of nationally based tech support. So for digital signage, digital menu boards. So a digital menu board is when you walk into a restaurant and they have their menus on basically a big TV. We do national support of that. We also act as a help desk for some high-end technical products, not for our own, but for our clients. Like one of our clients is Panasonic. Some of their more complex products, when you dial their help desk, it actually rings here in Mason, Ohio.
The tour of the Mason Tech Center continues upstairs, where Cloud Takeoff just moved in. It's a cloud-based blueprint estimator for the commercial construction industry. Phil Ogilby is the CEO.
For us, it enables us to come into to truly Class A office space and attract employees kind of on par with the larger companies in the market. And so for us, that's been a big advantage. And plus the advantage of Mason as a community itself, it's a family-friendly, area. And people love to move their families here if they're given the right opportunity. And we're trying to create more of those opportunities.
City Manager Eric Hansen knows through efforts like these, it's going to create opportunities.
The genius of this model is that those dollars we provide there then get used essentially as an incentive to bring other companies. So every dollar we invested, we get that return investment off that initial investment, but we know that those dollars are essentially recycled to create incentives for other companies to come that have a whole new return investments calculated on those.
Kinexus was the first business to move into the Mason Tech Center. It connects minority and women-owned suppliers with corporate and government buyers. Sue Oswald is COO.
We are in the process of hiring right now, and this open space we're sitting in will have a lot of cubes in it very soon. It's easy to attract people here. One of the things we like about the location is we attract talent from the Cincinnati area. We also attract it from the Dayton area.
Over the last 18 months, Mason has announced over $140 million in new investment within the target sectors of biohealth, biohealth IT, and digital IT, and created 1,400 new jobs. Again, City Manager Eric Hansen.
Lots of things that could have been obstacles. Relationships and creativity. If we wouldn't have had the relationship that had, germinated over time, wouldn't have had brought the creativity, the open mind to it, there are lots of ways that this could have not worked, or we could have just, left on the floor and walked away. And really, that's how the type of businesses we're looking to attract operate. Your high-tech companies, relationships, creativity, open-minded.
Hansen says the City of Mason's success doesn't go to a plan, but a mindset. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.